This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So that's Chris doing his Bigfoot imitation. And he's actually kind of upset because Skype engaged in a serious conspiracy with him, where Skype would not let him speak during the session until he went back and installed an old version.
Right.
But we're going on a monster hike with Avril Seal. Avril.
Yes, sir.
Let us continue our great journey.
Good. Well, so there was something, as I said, that moved in front of us. And, this could have been, it could have been a deer. In fact, at the time, I thought it probably was a deer because there are a lot of deer out there. But I just remember that it just moved. It sounded like something just stepped off the trail and then stopped. In my experience, a deer would not just stop 10 feet off the trail. It would keep on going. And so I've just always remembered that and wondered about that, because this is an area, this would be San Jacinto County. And they're just like, there are three counties that make up San Jacinto National Forest, and all three of them just have numerous sightings on record. So as I say, the years went by and I kind of climbed back on the fence about that whole vocalization, like, well, maybe it was a barred owl. Maybe it really was a coyote. Who knows? And then I went out two more times. Nothing happened on either of those trips. And then the fourth time that I went out, it was with a buddy. We went on the other end of the trail, in the far western section of the trail. And it was January 4th, I believe. It was basically still the holiday break, and I hadn't gone back to work yet. I would go back to work the following day. But this friend of mine and I went out there. We went about 2.5 miles in. And then we hammock camped at a little pond there on the Lone Star Trail. And, that time of year, it gets dark early, and it stays dark in the morning. And it was about 35 degrees probably, not quite freezing, but practically freezing. At 6 a.m. that morning, I was awake, but I hadn't gotten out of my hammock yet. And we were both in hammocks, and both of our hammocks had tarps over them, staked down in such a way that we couldn't see out because it was cold and we wanted to retain our body heat. So both of us, we were about 15 feet apart at 6 a.m. And it's key to the story is it's perfectly still out there. It's one of those mornings in the forest that's just cold and nothing is moving. I mean, the insects aren't moving, birds aren't moving, no breeze of any kind. And about, I would say, 50 to 75 feet on the other side of my friend, I hear this clack. And then less than a half a second later, from about a quarter mile beyond that sound, I hear this. So I hear this very distinctive, close, sharp clack, followed by a double knock. At that point, there just really wasn't any question in my mind because I had been following this phenomenon and I knew from reading, from documentaries that I had seen, videos and so forth, that this was a phenomenon that was closely associated with Bigfoot. So the researchers believe this is how they communicate. A, they communicate by vocalization, but they also communicate through wood knocks. And some people believe it's actually wood on wood, like they're grabbing a branch, striking the trunk of a tree. Others think it's just them clapping their hands in such a way that makes kind of a hollow sound, like they have these huge, meaty hands. But in either event, I was very convinced after I heard that. And to me, it was a call and response. It was humans over here, and the other one was Roger that. That's the way I took it, and that's to this day, I think that's what was happening. I think they were, as I say, we were camping by this pond, and I believe that they were coming in for water. They were coming in to drink before sunup. One of them spotted us and signaled to the other one to back off. So at that point, of four trips out there, on two of those four occasions, I had had these experiences that I was relatively sure were Sasquatch related. So my appetite was really whetted at that point to try to go for more than one night and see. You know, I was batting 500, a guy who really didn't know what he was doing, but was just had enough knowledge to go out there and what I was hearing at that point.
I'm not sure what else I can say other than Woodknocks have become ubiquitous with the phenomenon, and I don't know how many shows now feature big burly guys running around in the forest banging on trees. In my mind, it scares them away.
Well,
you know, if I was trying to hunt Bigfoot, I'd be trying to use the stealth method, not the bull in the china shop banging on trees with big branches, that sort of thing. I really haven't ever seen one of the Bigfoot shows. I'm so down on the way Hollywood has a habit of taking the reality show format and ruining subjects, paranormal subjects, with that particular approach. And I literally have never seen Finding Bigfoot or any of those reality show Bigfoot shows. I've seen Monster Quest, which I like. I like their approach. Some of their segments are very compelling. Mm-hmm. But from the short little bits that I've seen of trailers, and maybe somebody will have a YouTube clip that they post and I'll watch the first 5 seconds, it literally turns me off within 5 seconds. And a lot of that is due to this whole idea of banging on trees.
Yeah.
Another thing that another vocalization, and this comes from personal experience, is a whistling sound.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my I was back in Washington State hiking up the Carbon River on the north side of Mount Rainier, and that part of the Mowich Lake entrance was closed. We hiked in. It was I think the end of March or beginning of April. There have been very, very few people in there since the very, very early spring. And during the wintertime, you don't get much hikers, hiking activity up there. And so we were hiking up through the forest alongside the river, and we hadn't seen or heard any animals, which I found was quite unusual. You know, having lived the prior my 3 years of high school within about 40 miles of this location, I was very, very familiar with all the wildlife and the bird sounds at all times of the year. And I remember commenting to my girlfriend that it was strange that we had not seen or heard any animals, that it was really quiet. Mm-hmm. All we could hear was the sound of the river. And we got into an area of some real big western red cedars and big Doug firs. I mean, really big, 10-foot, you know, diameter, 8-foot, and kind of low light on the forest floor with lots of moss and temperate rainforest type, you know, just drippy. Everything was kind of dripping.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we get to a certain point in the trail where we have a pretty open view, at least 100 feet in front of us and behind us. And I heard a very unusual, very loud whistle. And it had kind of a questioning tone to it. And I stopped, and my girlfriend said, "Did you hear that? What was that?" And I said, "Oh, it must have been a bird." Knowing darn well it wasn't a bird, because I had never before or since heard a bird that sounded like that. And as soon as the words pretty much had gotten out of my mouth, we heard a higher-pitched version of it behind us that was kind of answering. I said, "You know, let's go out towards the river and take a break." And as we started out, we were kind of going back away from the first sound and more towards the second sound. We heard the first sound again, and then the second sound was with the first sound. Somehow, whatever it was, had gotten from behind us to in front of us, and yet we didn't see anything. And there, I would have to go back and check my notes on this in terms of the elapsed time. But I was very convinced that we had had kind of a quasi, if you will, or pseudo Bigfoot encounter, because, as I said twice now, I'm really familiar with all the animal sounds and especially bird sounds in the area.
We got more to come. pseudo Bigfoot encounter with Gene and Chris and April. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, we've made such a deal with HelloFresh, and it means that everyone listening to this show can receive $30 off your first week of deliveries when you go to HelloFresh.com and use the offer code PARACAST30. You know, with HelloFresh, you can choose the delivery day that works best for you. They've got a wide variety of chef-curated recipes that change weekly. And can you imagine me cooking Japanese panko chicken? It makes me feel like I'm a chef. It means also that you could actually get your meal cooked in 30 minutes. For busy people, this is perfect. The simple recipes include step-by-step instructions so even I can figure it out. Go to HelloFresh.com, use the offer code PARACAST30 to get $30 off your first week of deliveries. HelloFresh.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Quasi?
Quasi. What do you mean by quasi?
Well, I don't know. I didn't see anything. I didn't smell anything. Normally, I would need those one of those two things to really be completely convinced that that's the experience I've had in terms of one of our big hairy friends. But I didn't have the olfactory evidence, and I didn't have any sort of visual evidence. But the very fact that whatever it was able to go from behind us to in front of us without us seeing it do that, that puts it into a realm of high strangeness, in my estimation, which, again, kind of kicks me back towards that possibility of some sort of ability to teleport. This thing was not going through the trees. The trees were too big. There were no branches down. You know, maybe it could have skinnied up one of these things. I doubt it. But we would have heard or seen something, I would think. This is much a different country than what you're describing in Texas.
It sure is, yeah.
This is primordial temperate rainforest. This is a whole different ball of wax. We're talking, you know, 150, 200-foot trees.
Right.
You know, huge trees, moss hanging everywhere, very, very wet, hence the rainforest designation.
Mm-hmm.
And by going up this trail, we literally were breaking through snowbanks that we could see nobody had traveled on the trail at least for a couple, 3 weeks since the last snowfall. So we didn't encounter any person, not a single person in the entire afternoon. We were pretty isolated and by ourselves up there. And what perfect conditions to encounter something like an undiscovered hairy hominid.
Yeah, Chris, I mean, what you're describing is what most people think of when they think of Bigfoot country. And what's been a revelation to me and a lot of other people is that, yes, they're out there, but they're also in places like where I was. They might be miles from anywhere, or they might be. The best evidence that I found on this trip was this footprint that's on the cover of the book.
Yeah, and that was print too, by the way.
That was 50 yards from a parking lot and a highway. There were some pretty remote areas that I went through. You know, the farthest I could get from a road, from any road, was 4 miles. And you would think, well, Texas, you know, everything's bigger than Texas. But really, these are Forest Service roads and county roads cutting through. And the forest itself is kind of a patchwork. It depends on, you know, you look at it on a Google geographical map and it looks like this one big monolithic green thing. But then you go to the satellite shot and you can see little churches here and there and farms that were grandfathered into the national park and little towns kind of nestled in there. So,
well, and you don't have much relief there either. You're not going up and down like you would in the Cascades or the Mackenzies or the Rockies.
I mean,
one thing that I asked Dr. Jeffrey Meldrum when he was on the show is, you know, I said, you know, we have, you know, Bigfoot investigators saying that we've had Bigfoot reports in 48 or 50 states, and he kind of scoffed at that. You know, he really did not come across as someone who accepts the idea that Bigfoot are seen in Ohio, the Grassman, for instance, or in the Pine Barrens of New Jersey, or anywhere in New England, or anywhere pretty much in the Midwest. He said that they need a lot of terrain, water, and places to hide. You know, and I mentioned to him the DuPont Monster from southern Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite famous for haunting a couple of these lovers' lanes and being attracted by teenagers having sex. And, mm-hmm. you know, he kind of laughed at that and said, well, you know, he doesn't really go there. You know, he didn't really want to come down and say, oh, that's a bunch of BS or whatever. But he did pretty much say, no, these things are only, you know, northern tier, British Columbia, Washington, Northern California, places where there's huge, you know, miles and miles of virgin, you know, forests and this sort of thing. And Bigfoot in Texas, they got to be really stealthy to be able to hang around parking lots, maybe dumpster dive, some of the things that they've been reported doing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are some of your favorite reports that you've heard from that part of the world there?
Well, most of the activity is to our east, because just to address Dr. Meldrum's point, and I have great respect for him, but, you know, if you look at a sightings map of all of North America, and you overlay that with a map of annual rainfall, it's a one-to-one match. I mean, it's very close, and, you know, it just tracks with cover. Where there's cover, things are living there. And my theory is that they understand what constitutes a barrier to humans, and they put as many of those between them and us as they can. But they're in Florida. All these swamp monsters, you know, these stories from Louisiana and throughout the lower South that have been around for 100 years or more. The Ouachitas, Arkansas, the Ozarks, and the Boggy Creek, Kentucky. You know, we've got video from Ohio. A friend of mine in the field I've mentioned before, Christopher Noel, does his research in Vermont. And he's actually working on a book right now on microforests and is making a very compelling case that these things don't need miles and miles of remote territory in order to exist. They'll live damn wherever they please. And that might be right up next to a little rural subdivision, miles from feet from interstate highways if they want to.
People have been cruising along on the interstates and in large state highways for decades now, and, sure. and looking over and seeing a Bigfoot standing there watching traffic go by. It's not an unusual description for a sighting event.
Sure, and by what authority can we say, oh, well, they're only in the Northwest and in Canada? There's sighting reports at one point. What makes those so much more credible than sighting reports from other parts of the country that have plentiful game and plentiful cover and plentiful people there to see them? I don't understand why you would just out of hand reject thousands of eyewitness reports from other parts of the continent simply because maybe there wasn't enough, it wasn't mountainous or something like that. I mean, that seems like you're creating a theory to try to fit a preconceived notion instead of looking at what people are reporting and trying to build a theory from that.
Well, you know what I think it is? I think that's what he thinks his colleagues who are barely allowing him to get away with professing interest in publicly getting involved in this very controversial subject matter. So if he makes it as acceptable and sanitized as possible for their liking, then he retains some sort of credibility. If he admits that there's the possibility that Bigfoot can be in Oklahoma and Kansas and places where there are no large forests really to speak of and very few places to hide, yet they still have reports, he would have a much harder time convincing his colleagues that he wasn't nuts.
Well, I think it's human nature. I do talk about this too, but it's human nature to always think that you're staking out the conservative ground, and that you kind of know where the boundary is between something that's common sense or something that's investigatable and other things that are just wacky and nuts. You know, as I said earlier, the older I get, I'm very slow to call people crazy.
We continue our monster hike. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee, EASY66 to 85850.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So those of you who tuned in earlier in the episode and you wondered where Chris was for a couple of segments, we had a Skype audio problem. A reminder, too, that we have a second radio show called After the Paracast that's only available if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. Some have asked if there's a way to pay for your Paracast Plus membership other than PayPal or a credit card through PayPal, and we're going to look for a method where you might be able to use your checking account and maybe even Bitcoin. We are looking for those things. Plus.theparacast.com. Chris?
Every time I bite a coin, I break cracked teeth, so I'm not sure if people want to be biting coins.
They're old school.
Well, Bitcoin, of course, is a digital currency that I think is up to like $10,000, $12,000 now. And it used to be $1,000.
Imagine if I had invested $1,000 5 years ago. Just my luck. Yeah, I want to hear more from you about your book and some of the revelations that that you've gained while being out in this environment and you know, not having spent that much time in central western Texas in the areas where these creatures, well, and in eastern Texas too, obviously, east, but yeah, the areas that predominantly feature Bigfoot reports. I've not spent that kind of time there. Now, a good friend of the show, Nick Redfern, and Lyle Blackburn, I'm sure have spent some time in these areas, and they've mentioned that on the show. But it sounds like you've actually done quite a bit of traipsing around, if you will, this part of the world. And, you know, what do some of the locals say? What's some of the local folklore and some of the stories that have sprung up around the subject? Give us a sense of how the local flavor of some of the events.
You know, it's interesting. because I've got a friend who lives about 5 miles from where I took the photo on the cover of this book. We were friends in college. She moved back to Houston, I think, where she grew up. And when I pushed this out on Facebook that I had published this book, she was totally shocked. Never heard of this before. What are you talking about? I can't believe this. And so, you know, my experience with the locals out there are that many of them have never heard of this before. And it just goes to show you that the taboo that's in place around the subject, you'll run into people that's, very selfish. Oh, I've hunted all my life and I've never seen anything out there. And then therefore this probably doesn't exist or this can't exist. I've hunted and fished all my life and I spent days and days outdoors and I've never seen anything. You know, you'll hear a lot of that kind of thing, a lot of denial. And it just goes to show you that I think there are two things going on with this phenomenon. One is their stealth, and they have a whole range of tools in their toolbox to achieve that stealth. But the other part of it that's equally important is our obliviousness. You know, we're just not that observant in the scheme of things. You know, if I hadn't been into this subject and if I had not known what I was looking at and for, I would have gone through 8 days and seen and heard absolutely nothing out of the ordinary. I wouldn't have noticed the prints that I noticed. I would have written off any of the sounds I heard overnight to birds or coyotes. You know, the mind would have rationalized away any odd thing that I would have seen. Now, you know, occasionally there'll be an exception to that, and one will step on the trail in front of somebody or cross a highway in front of somebody, and there's that shocking realization that, oh my gosh, there's something out here that really shouldn't be out here. But in the case of most people, we kind of wander through life with our eyes at eye level, you know, not looking up or down.
Wait a minute. We're looking down at our cell phones.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I stand corrected.
I mean, how many videos have we seen now online of people walking, you know, into fence posts, into lamp posts, into falling into fountains, into holes, construction sites.
Did you see the guy in China on his bike that rode his bike into a sinkhole? He was looking at a cell phone while he was riding his bike. It turned out he was okay.
No, but I've seen people almost take me out on the road.
He just disappears
off driving.
But that's our nature, right? We're absorbed in our own little worlds. If you haven't committed to a belief, or if you're not at least open to the idea that these things are out there, then you would never see anything, hear anything out of the ordinary, unless it was some extraordinary. And I think the occasions where there have been, where they've made mistakes and been spotted, I believe are probably 90% to do with juveniles. You know, what's the most dangerous animal in the wild? It's a mother grizzly, right? It's somebody who's gotten in between a mother grizzly and her cubs. And I think that just in the nature of juveniles, and we know this from our own juveniles, don't we? That they go places they're not supposed to go. They do things they're not supposed to do. And it's up to the parents to rein them in. And so I think in the cases where they have been spotted, my bet is that a lot of those cases are related to, well, someone's accidentally walked into a nursery, or someone's now building a campfire underneath a tree and there's a juvenile on the tree. And so an adult has to come forward and harass that person out of the area to get them away from their babies. I think that has a lot to do with it. But that's just a long-winded way of saying I think that our obliviousness is equally a factor in all of this as their stealth.
You know, again, human nature being what it is, you know, I've often said that when people talk about UFO disclosure, for instance, that even if, you know, Obama or, well, now if Trump had walked into the West Wing to a press conference, maybe in the Rose Garden, hand in hand with a little, you know, 3-foot gray alien, that probably over half the people watching it wouldn't believe it. They'd think it was some special effects thing and it was the government just trying to pull another fast one on the American people. People wouldn't believe their own eyes.
Yeah.
So to ask people to suspend their belief in anything, in this country especially, you know, is you're asking for almost the impossible. Because people don't know what to believe in. They don't know what to not believe in. I think things are so topsy-turvy and screwy, and, you know, science is becoming so, you know, isolated away from the everyday person, except for Neil, what's his name, Tyson. He would be, you know, maybe Stephen Hawking in his own robotic sort of way would be, you know, would be exceptions to that rule, but... you know, people are shutting down, I think, around a lot of their reality-based upbringing, and I think that they're looking for new and different things to believe in, because, quite frankly, we're losing a lot of the things in our culture which, I don't know, they kind of inspire us and get us wondering, and you know, there's just so much contention and so much divisiveness that's going on right now that Bigfoot, hey, why not? You know, at least I can believe in something, you know. Mm-hmm. So
it's either that or no way, like that can never exist because I don't understand it 100%.
Well, that's below the Bible belt, yeah.
There are
you get into that whole scenario. Well, what do you think? Do you think you know, people in the South that encounter a skunk ape? I mean, do they think that they've been cursed by the devil and what they're seeing is of the devil, and that they, you know, God, you know, is a God fearing, Bible thumping, Bible belt you know, parishioner or, you know, church member? Do you think that they've been singled out by, you know, what's their thinking? I mean, how does a right-wing conservative Bible thumping, you know, primal Christian, if you will, how do they reconcile a Bigfoot experience?
Let's have the answer to that question. Let's have the answer in our next segment. How do they?
Okay, Clem.
We don't want to have that started. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, we're now on troubled ground here. Avril Seal joining Gene and Chris, and Chris is getting into it. I'm not going to even...
Well, you know... I mean,
yeah, you know, we aren't...
These things are
they'll
seen.
Say we're attacking other people's religions, man.
Well, they're seen in Kentucky. They're seen in Arkansas. They're seen in northern Florida. They're seen in Georgia. And there's a lot of born-again Christians and Baptists and stuff that live in these places. How do they deal with an experience with something that's not supposed to exist in their God, you know, fearing universe? That's a legitimate question.
That's a good question. And in fact, I have mentioned Baptists in this book because in this particular forest, it's about 100%, I say 100% market share of religious, like these one room Baptist churches. You know, as far as I'm aware, there's nothing in the Bible that says that these things can't exist and that they cannot exist. I think some people who, you know, who look to the Bible for justification or for explanation of things, a lot of them look at Genesis chapter 6, this nonchalant, bizarre mention of giants in the earth. And the verse is, in those days and even later, there were giants in the earth. If you're reading Genesis closely, there's enough there, you know, that you could hang this whole phenomenon on that if you wanted to.
Now, were these the same giants that found the women of Earth fair?
Yes, the same ones.
Interesting.
The Nephilim is the plural Nephilim, Hebrew name.
Right.
So make of that what you want. Yeah, you know, I think it's interesting. I don't know that this is, that's what these are referring to. But you know, I haven't heard that. I do think there's more of a kind of a code of silence across the South. I've kind of picked up on that. And Mama and Papa, you know, would see these things and they'd tell people, don't be talking about that. You know, you go into town, don't tell people about that. We don't, you know, there's a sort of instinctive silence that comes in, a curtain of silence that falls over things that you might be accused of being crazy. And that's just, I think, a heightened sense of reputation, you know, more guarded sense of reputation that's cultural in the South. Bob Garrett has talked about that on some of the podcasts that I refer to in the book. He's the investigator in that area that I talk at pretty great length about. I remember him saying on one show that his either his parents or his grandparents or whoever it was he first asked about, because he saw one when he was a teenager out there. They said, yeah, you know, just leave those things alone and don't talk about them to anybody. That was kind of the party line, you know, and I think that's probably true for a lot of families across the South. They don't want strangers coming in and investigating things. Mm. They might find the still, you know.
Or so they might find the inbred, you know, Cousin Larry. Or anyway. Who knows?
You see, Cousin Larry is going to write us and say, why did you do that? I'm going to sue you. Will I get sued by Cousin Larry?
Well, I could have really been ethnocentric and said Jethro or you know, some real knee-jerk kind of stereotyped Southern male name.
Joe. Remember. All right, stop. Our guest lives in Texas.
Yes, he does.
I'm not like that. I love Southern people. I think that they're genuine. They're like very straightforward. You know, they're fun. They have great sayings. I've never, you know, my favorite Texan was my favorite Texan because of his irreverence. And he would come up with analogies that would just curl your toes. Texans just have a way of describing things as being like other things. I think few mortals can rival the ingenuity of Texas axioms.
Busier than a mosquito in a nudist colony. That's my favorite of all time, I think.
Yeah, what's the Confucius one about nonviolence? When a mosquito lands on your testicles, you learn very quickly about
hitting back is not always the answer. Is that right?
Something like that. Anyway. We digress. Damn.
Indeed.
So, okay, in a perfect world, now you're out there tramping along. You're hitting some of these wonderful areas that have all these thickets and you know, wonderful pine forest. Mm. I mean, what are you expecting to encounter? What would be your idealized encounter that wouldn't leave you, you know, having to change your drawers?
Well, that's the great question. And I thought about that a lot before I went out there. I said, okay, I'm going to be out there for 8 days. And however many nights I can hack out there, what do I want? You know, what do I want to see? Because the more stories I hear, the less sure I am I would want to see one of these things. People have all kinds of different reactions to seeing them. And let me just insert here that in my estimation, there have been 10,000 reports of Bigfoots in North America over the last 150 years, say. So that this 10,000 number is a number I come back to often. But from all the witnesses that we, you know, it's everything from kind of awestruck wonder to the soiled pants that you referred to a minute ago to really serious trauma, guys who give up hunting. You know, lifelong hunters who never go back into the woods. There have been, you know, people suspected of having heart attacks and dying. You know, that's impossible to prove that that was the cause, but there are a lot of people that suspect that, you know, some traumatic events like that are because of encounters. So, you know, be careful what you ask for is the answer to the question, because I am not at all sure, even to this day, that I want to see one. I mean, I guess my ideal encounter, Chris, would be something at about 75 yards that was where I'm seeing them and they are not seeing me. And they're crossing a trail or something like that. And I can
so
say, okay.
So you have to be downwind and in the stank, as it were.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be smelling them and they would not be smelling me.
Yeah.
And then
as your motor drive on your camera was just whizzing by, he would slowly turn and cock his head and then vanish like a phantom in the mists of London fog or something.
Yeah. I, you know, photos are an interesting topic because, you know, at this point, there are so many photos in existence that...
Well, there's so many blob squatch photos, I think is the term.
Well, that is a term, but there are also some clear ones, too. And, you know, for skeptics who won't be convinced by anything, you know, one of the... I go through the in the book this typology of belief, you know, people who are... seekers, people who are believers, people who are knowers, just a subset of believers, people who are denialists, who will just deny it, you know, kind of like what you were saying about the three-foot alien in the Rose Garden. No matter what they're shown, they're gonna find a way to explain it away. And, you know, you show people a fuzzy picture, and they'll say, well, that's a blob squatch. You know, there's no way that thing is real. And you show them a clear picture, and they say, well, that's way too clear. That's obviously a hoax. You know, nothing would ever be that clear. So they concoct criteria for proof that can never be satisfied. And that's the sign of what I call a denialist, or the radical.
There's plenty of them around.
Irrational skeptics who are, you know, for in UFO phenomenon, they try to explain all UFOs are swamp gas or ball lightning.
You mean they're not? Hey, wait a minute here. I was looking for all the swamp gas. You know, the guy who brought up swamp gas, Dr. J. Allen Hynek, almost never lived that down, really. Because,
is that right?
Yeah. I think he realized that he was basically being forced to say something. Oh, swamp gas, something of that nature. We have Avram Seal, and we have Gene Steinberg, and we have Chris O'Brien. We're taking a monster hike. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.